Marriage. It's an IRL video game achievement that this dumpy side character will never feel slipped onto his gangly, sweaty thingy. No white dress, wedding chapel, or gold ring, but because, respectively, I'm no virgin, I'm hella into Satan, and if I touch gold, my hand starts to burn due to being a Medusa, and not because my co-host will never marry. However, although I'll never feel the bliss of holy matrimony on my lips as friends and family smash the kissing glass, I've got it much better than a bunch of poor saps being seduced into a love-drunk stupor and swindled out of their savings by a future demon. But I haven't got it better by much because I'm still over here getting hustled for genuine emotional connection, everlasting friendship, and requited unconditional love from a human being I wouldn't want to live without. Ugh, am I right, single people out there? That's right! Suck eggs, you lonely stumps! This has been a love letter to my queen and my beautiful co-host the whole time, who just so happens to be named Nicole.
His name is James.
And we're a Mostly Speaking Sentai! Oh, guys, my name James, just like I say, and today's is the day you have all been waiting for, you have all been asking for, and today is me giving it to you, us giving it to you. You've been saying, oh my God, it's very hard to get friends and family into this show because it's just so dirty. And talking about deedles left and right, but today is the clean episode. We will be doing no cursing, no deedle talk, absolutely nothing to do with fingering your dad, middle or otherwise. So,
what about P-Dogs?
P-Dogs is fine, but we'll still be edgy. We're clean but edgy, just like a friggin' nice sword from England times.
No, like a bar of soap that you carved into a sword.
Okay, a shiv soapshile.
Yes.
But we can't talk about that, Nicole. I went England time because that's a nobility, but a soap shank. That's criminalities. I'd like to see an up-to-do citizen walking around with a soap shank. And I'll call you a liar.
Shank?
Yes, Shopeshank's Redemption. And I'm also springing this on my co-host and my guest
at the
first time. Have you seen Shopeshank's Redemption?
Shopeshank's
Redemption? Yeah, Redemption. Oh.
Yeah, I said it's my favorite movie.
What's you like it when the Kaiser Sosei is no longer slimping? Is this the wrong movie? That might be Reservoir Dog.
He made a cane out of soap.
Okay. Whoa, an entire cane out of soap? I'd expect that if I'm a tiny little rat walking around with no eyes saying to my turtle children, hey, I need your help real quick. I think there's a storyline where he doesn't have working eyes.
Real quick?
Yeah, because he just needs to get the remote. So it's not like, my God, I need to traverse through the sewers in order to find, I think it's like 97.8 Hillhurst Avenue, which is where they're...
0.8?
Yeah, because they're in a sewer, so that the pizza delivery guy's like, wait, man, what the F? Is this some kind of prank? And then Michelangelo says, yo, man, just put it under the sewer grate, but it's over 30 minutes, so, bro, you gotta give it for free. And then he just turtles along on his longboard traversing through the sewer while his father is screaming, I need the remote, I can't see.
Yeah. Do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles skateboard?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
okay.
They skateboard in many iterations.
Got it. Okay.
Probably not the first comic book, but they're into it. You've heard of a half pipe? They have a full pipe just to their digestion.
In their home?
Yeah.
To their digestion?
Yeah, baby.
Their home is a full pipe.
Yeah. A turtle in a half pipe, it's a full one. But you heard his beautiful voice, and you've heard it before. You'll hear it again and again until we make him happy with himself. You know him from Hit It and Crit It, and like I said, many guest appearances on the show. Possibly now.
At one point, I was the record holder, so.
Remember, you do not need to come closer to the mic.
Sorry.
You
at can one just... point, I was the record holder.
I think you are still. Unless Sean Marciniak usurped that from you.
I think so. I mean, if it's anybody, yeah, I understand, Sean.
Okay, let me...
I thought it was between...
It was him and Nelzer,
but Sean, I think, usurped it, but they were tied. So let me say this. You know him as the past, current, or future record holder of guest appearances on this show. Does that mean he likes us? Does that mean he doesn't have a life? I'm going to guess neither. It's just him loving to hear himself speak. It's Jose. What?
No, it is Jose. I am Jose. Hi, thank you for having me. The reason why... I've been on so many episodes. It's because you guys are awesome.
Yes. But, okay, I do want to say, this is your first time since pandemic being on the show, correct?
Since before pandemic, actually.
I mean, this show. You have been on Talking About Beyblade. All the co-hosts have been on Talking About Beyblade because I have not. Oh, no, I've been taking audio from all of you guys in the past and recutting that to make the narrative of you guys being mean to me.
Is that the what? But is that, was that when you text me? You messaged me asking if you could do something. Do you remember?
Oh, no, that's something completely different. This is I did it. I took you. You're always rolling 18s. So
here we go again.
I just took you saying 18 in a time when you like say like hit and just made it sound like James. I'm going to hit you 18 times.
Why would you do that? That's not very nice.
Well, you guys aren't very nice to me. At least that's the narrative I'm swindling.
I had no problem with that. With you doing that podcast. I just didn't want to be... I had no idea. Okay?
You didn't want to be a part of it.
Because it was your thing. I thought...
Multiple people's things because Beyblade is terrible. Yes, you all dodged a bullet. But I don't want you guys to know that. And maybe together.
We warned you.
It would be fun.
You just told us.
Well, you guys are going to have to guest on it eventually.
I already did.
You didn't. The bricks did.
Yeah.
Do I need to have an alter ego?
Yeah, you can come on as a character.
Can I come on as Giram?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, awesome.
No, you want to know what? Come on as Suzette.
No, I would never,
just make him very angry.
Joe lives with me, okay? Yeah. We live together.
Inspiration right there.
I would not pretend to be Suzette because he will kill me in my sleep. There's a difference. He knows where I sleep now.
It's called a padlock on the door, sir.
I'm broke, man.
Okay, steal a bike lock and put it on your door.
I don't want to steal somebody's bike lock.
There is this one bike that's been in the same position downtown on the same pole for maybe 3 or 4 years. Just grab that lock. Clearly no one's using it.
I'll think about it.
Like, it's been pulled apart four parts. Like, the tires have been pulled away. The chain has been pulled away. I think now the handlebars are gone. It's an institution. But, Jose, how have you been?
You know, Rona's been bad, but things are getting better. So I'm excited for this new chapter, I guess. I don't know what to call it. I'm finally working at a restaurant now, so things are going pretty well.
What restaurant? You want to shout them out or you don't need to?
I can shout them out. I work at Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder Company. I'm the host there. It's been a restaurant in Chicago since 1972, and they do a pizza pot pie, which is interesting.
Is there a place called Chicago Pizza?
There's a Chicago Pizza, and then there's a Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder Company.
Okay, because we've gone to Chicago Pizza a few times in the pandemic, and I was wondering if that was the same place. I was like, please, let me get some of that discount, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's not the same place. We have a lot of people calling and asking if this is the right one, and they're always at the wrong restaurant.
No, that's not good. That's like people calling Vivid Seats and saying, are you the venue? And we're like, we're not the venue.
That sucks.
or people calling Marshland Media and saying, is this the Superman character? I was like, no, it's not.
What are you talking about?
There's a Superman character called Marshland Monster. I did not know that until I had been Marshland Monster for like 7 years.
Now, will you ever decide to change it or no?
I don't know. I guess I'd be called the P-Dog Wrangler.
God, I hate that.
Or maybe Elton Deedle McCormick.
Farm.
Also, that was not really cool, man. You should have told me ahead of time because like my notes are just filled with curse words.
Oh, okay. Well, just, you want to know what? I think it's now been long enough. People will be like, oh, I'm in for the long haul. Let's just start cursing up a storm, saying things like, you blow me bloody hell.
You hobknocker.
Ooh, that's a good one.
James, will you change your last name to McCormick Farm?
Yeah, I'll change. Well, I mean, McCollum Farm would be the easier
McCormick
one.
McCollum Farm.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do you grow potatoes?
Oh, what? Ha, ha, ha. Just because it sounds Irish, I should be slanging potatoes.
Wow.
You're
here first.
You are our most racist friend, sir.
Yeah, I am the most racist being on this planet. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, out of the people who have been on the show, you have, you said one, we're like, you can't say that. He was like, oh, no, but I know someone. And yeah, it's fine. And we're like, no, Jose.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I don't.
But yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. And I don't like myself for it, so.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Let's get you happy, okay? Nicole, what can we do to make...
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend are back together.
Oh, hell yeah. Does that make you happy?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it makes me happy.
Hell yeah,
the only thing that makes me sad is me.
Okay. Let's change you then first.
Give you a makeover like Yuri.
Yes.
Segway, you're welcome.
Yuri didn't need it. Yuri didn't need it, and that's my opinion, so.
Well, Nicole wants to get off the sad train, I guess. I was here to help my friend. But
let's get into the podcast.
Nicole's like, I don't care about people. I only care about making money, making art, and making money off from that art.
Okay.
I mean,
DarlingHomebody.com. Well, let's get into this app.
Can you turn my headphones up?
Yeah.
Because before it was when he was closer to the mic, and now he's farther away. Thank you.
What about now? Jose?
How do I sound?
The same.
Okay, then
I'll... sound the same?
I don't know.
No, I'll turn...
How about now?
It's the same.
What? Oh, well, I don't know what's happening, Nicole. Maybe take the dildos out your ear and open them up. Oh, no.
But I thought you were going to tell me to take the dicks out of my mouth. I would be like,
no. Keep them in, dude.
Keep them in.
Guys, if you have deedles in your mouth, just inhale real quick and bite down.
No. God, no. Oh, my God.
Why not? Then you get to keep the deedles forever.
No.
You can consume the deedle, and then your deedle gets the power of that.
Why are we having this conversation?
You have deedle energy now.
Yeah. You have...
Me?
Yeah. Big deedle energy, little deedle
energy.
Big
you have double
energy.
Deedle energy.
Hell yeah. Eat two more and you have quadruple deedle.
Hell yeah.
Or is it exponential?
I think it's exponential.
I don't know what that means.
Like if you
eat... to the second power.
Yeah, if you eat two deedles, then you eat another one. Is that three times or would that be four times the deedle?
That's three times.
Okay, then it's not exponential.
You have deedle cubed energy?
Well, I mean, that's cubes.
Well,
exponents can be different numbers. You know that, right? So
well,
it can
be
5 to the 100th power.
No, but exponential is like that times that times that. Like it's always the same number times.
It's times itself.
Yeah.
Maybe I started with one. Maybe I just started with one.
Okay, but if you're exponentially one, it always stays the same because that's one times one times one times one and so on and so.
Yeah, that's true.
This is how teachers should be teaching math with dicks.
With dicks.
and vaginas, other genitalia such as breasts. Do you consider the butt a genital?
Depends on how you use it.
Oh my God. So subtle yet so graphic. You're just shrugging.
Because you just asked me a question. I just answered the best way I could answer.
Okay. But wouldn't it be cool to see like a deedle cubed, like a cubed shaped penis?
Sure.
It'd be so jagged inside of you.
And outside of you.
It would just look like a three-headed snake.
A three-headed snake? What?
That's what it would look like.
No, I'm saying like a cubed shape, like it's box shaped.
Oh, cubed? I thought you were talking about to the third power again.
No.
Yeah, I was like, where is he getting snakes from?
It's the Ghidorah of penises.
Is he trying to segue back into the episode?
That's what I call a cat of three.
Oh, I didn't
dicks.
Even think about that. Thank you for catching that.
Man.
Oh, my God. Also, my new favorite thing to say now is suck eggs.
Hell yeah. That's one of my sayings.
Because you just
Squidward.
Said it. It's funny.
I got it from Squidward, because he was voted most likely to suck eggs.
I'm Squidward.
But speaking of sucking eggs, there was a dissected one in this episode, which was case file maybe 22, maybe 21 of Time Ranger entitled Pink Temptation. Let me give you a quick synopsis of the thing. Actually, no. No, wait. Never mind. Jose has explained his relationships with Power Rangers and Super Sentai. So, let me give a quick rundown of the baby. There's a person from the future who is a, hey, I'm gonna marry you, give me all your money, and then she jet sets, and three of the Rangers fall in love for her feminine wiles. Well, Sion, who's an innocent boy, is trying to help the entire time, and Yuri's like, I'm gonna put on a goddamn FMD and show these motherfuckers what's up. That's a fuck me dress. There are, for a children's show, there are too many fuck me dresses in this show.
It's bad.
It's hot.
At one point, I forgot we were watching a kid's show.
Yeah, and you just whipped it out and started pulling.
Okay.
No, God. What?
We watched The Favorite, and they used that expression. A man was pulling himself. And then showed the man pulling himself. I was like, I'll be using that British turn of phrase.
I'm so confused.
It means masturbating.
I got there.
Massaging the phallic unit.
You know how I said I want to be
your lover?
More yes anding on these episodes.
Yes.
But I'm realizing now it's because there are just so many things that I don't want to yes and.
Okay, well then no
like,
but
I'm not
then.
Comfortable with
that
it.
Still moves the conversation along.
No.
So if I say something like, let me look around the room.
Sure.
The Dapu mask is behind you.
Okay, let's go with Dapu and the dinosaurs. I say like, oh, Nicole, don't call me the baby, don't call me the mommy, because I'm the big brother.
Not the daddy?
No, I'm the big brother. Or the middle sister. And then you would say a no but type thing saying, oh, wait, no, you actually did no but. I'm so sorry. You said what about not the daddy? And then I changed it to middle sister. I think that's a compromise. In between daddy and big brother is the middle sister. Oh, wait. No, that actually sounded very gross.
This is
that's
what I'm saying.
So weird. I don't know how we just got there.
It's called brainstorming. And I'm about to storm your brain with some facts and questions about today's episode.
Okay.
What'd you think of Time Ranger?
Well, I will say my issue with Sentai is that I started with a really good one, and then after that, all of them have been kind of bonkers.
Die Ranger, of course.
Die Ranger, of course. And then you guys did Car Ranger, and now it's Time Ranger. And Time Ranger and Car Ranger are kind of, like, this one was kind of bonkers, but it looked like it kind of actually had a story to it.
Can I say one real quick thing? This is the only episode like this. They are normally very serious, like dealing with underground fighting to the death casino matches. And then...
Yeah, those weird like animated effects like are not normal for this show.
I wrote down they are very Car Ranger. You get one where Yuri is squashed by the kanji that says ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And then a Tootsie Roll or a Tootsie Pop bird, meaning like in the animation styles of the old Tootsie, like Mr. Owl commercials, poops on her. And then later on when she's in her FMD, I'm buying up all the FMD drives to mine Bitcoin, but Jose's smirking. He likes it. When they see her in the dress and they're like, oh, I'm about to bust. They hair frizzes instantly, like photoshopped. And then one of them, their eyes pop out like, oh, yeah. And one of them, their nose starts bleeding, but in a cartoon style. And that is so out of place for Time Ranger.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even know how to react. I was like, what the fuck?
React how you should.
Really confusing.
Yeah. Cheering.
Really confusing.
Saying this should have won an Oscar.
This one was confusing. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it. But I think this time I was more trying to analyze the episode than I have before. But just still, with everything being kind of bonkers, I'm kind of just like, whatever. I don't think they're really trying to take themselves serious. So let's just have fun.
It might be because you're not in the same room as us, and I'm generally like grabbing onto the guest's thighs with excitement and saying like, ha ha, this is great, isn't it?
Yeah, you're usually asking a lot of questions throughout it, or we're just talking shit throughout the watching of the episode. And this is fun. I like it. I enjoy it. That's why I like coming on this podcast. So it's kind of weird watching it on my own.
You should have came over. You've been responsible.
Yeah, but still, like, I work at a restaurant now, and I'm a host, so I don't want to risk it, to be quite honest with you.
I've been staying safe, just throwing condoms over my head and blowing them up with my nose, going, God, why would you? Howie Mandel style.
God, I hate you. I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Is Tatsuya an idiot?
Yeah, kind of, most of the time, but sometimes he's thoughtful. He's like a thoughtful, for-the-team idiot.
The only two people I liked in this episode were Yuri and Sion.
Yeah,
those are the only two. Sion looks like he's just trying to help. Yuri's definitely trying to help throughout the episode and just constantly getting shitted on by everybody. So moral of the story is fuck everybody that's not Yuri or Sion.
I liked Ayase in this. Because they're trying.
That was really funny.
Like, each person is like, oh, I'm going to go on a date with this person because they are investigating someone whose fiance just disappeared. So they're trying to get leads. They find out who this person is through a matchmaking website, a dating website. They set up a date, and each one of them ends up becoming obsessed with her and giving her not a lot of money in retrospect. It's at around $100 each they're giving.
But it's usually the last bit of money that they have left.
Yeah. It's still in, like, when you see 2,000, yeah, no, 20,000 yen? I forget what I should be listing off. It seems like a lot of money in yen, but then when you do the conversion right, you're like, oh, it's not that much money.
It was Tatsuya that gave her the last 10,000, and then Domon gave her his last 9,800.
Okay, that's how the cookie crumbles.
She just left him. She just left Ayase in the
because she knew that's what would have to do. But when Tatsuya and Domon, they failed. He's like, oh, these guys don't know women. Because women,
they're like cars.
They're like cars. And I wrote down some ways that women are like cars.
And you really relate to that because he says they don't control you. You control them.
Well,
maybe you relate to that.
Maybe not that, but these ones I do relate to. Women are like cars. You got to change their oil or their bones will get creaky. Women are like cars.
They're gassy.
They drink antifreeze. And then women are like cars. If they smash on a wall real hard, they'll explode.
Are these just all women from Muskegon? Or
no, these are everyone.
Because I think you need to second guess this more time.
When Nicole goes to the Christmas lights at the zoo, it's very cold. She drinks some antifreeze. It's hot chocolate, scalding hot, just like a car.
Yeah, that's what I call hot chocolate with Kahlua in it. It's antifreeze.
Yeah, you pour. Oh, you,
that's what it's called.
That's what I would pour into my car. I just boil up some hot cocoa, pour that in there, then I'm good. It's not overheating or undercooling. And then, you know, if you were to slam a woman against a wall very hard, like Thanos style, they would explode just like a car.
Or just like in The Boys. I don't know if you've seen The Boys, but literally episode one, a character dies because A-Train, who's the fastest man alive, just runs right through them.
It's hell yeah.
Disgusting. Sweet. It's disgusting.
Just like a car would.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
I love cars, man, because they're just like women. You can rub your penis on their cushions.
What?
James.
What's up?
I don't think...
This is what I'm saying.
Nicole.
I don't wanna.
No, go. Your cushions are like the couch.
I don't want to be here for this conversation. You can compare Nicole or any woman. I don't really.
What to... No, I'm saying Nicole owns cushions. One cushion you don't want to rub up on is a pin cushion.
Okay.
Because it's full of needles. And your deedle will be too.
Jesus Christ.
You learned that the hard way.
I did. I have a Jacob's Ladder of sorts, but it's really, you know, like the Kerplunk game.
Gotcha.
Oh, see, I thought it was more like Hellraiser.
Oh, no, no, no. Hellraiser is done in a fashion that makes sense. Kerplunk is just at random. You're sliding needles into a cylindrical device. It's a game for children.
It like goes all the way through the other side.
Yeah.
I do have something to say about Kyoko. So before it was revealed that she's a... What's the name of that? Landers?
Landres.
Landres. Before it's revealed that she's an actual monster, I wrote... Kyoko is an actual monster. Just the worst person. And this was when... I forgot when I wrote this, but this was... I just don't like Kyoko. Just a horrible person. Especially the way she treats Yuri. Yuri doesn't... I wrote, Yuri, look, fuck all these gender norms. These people don't understand that you are strong and independent. Fuck them. They're all assholes. That's all she needed to hear.
I'm fine with her. You know, she's trying to make ends meet the only way she knows how.
Kyoko?
Yeah, hustling that body and not even have to give it up at all.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think it's nice. It's just not very nice.
Yeah, but like, it's not without consequences. Like, she's fucking with people.
Yeah.
She's manipulating them. For her own personal gain.
Guys, I believe she actually does have a sick mother, and she's just sending that money into the future to help her out.
Okay, but you know that she's not.
No, but this is just...
For a fact, you saw her giving it to them.
This is exactly our... This is not even the future of the 300,000th. This is our, like, our current time. With all the GoFundMes to fund medical expenses, this is just her way to GoFundMe without having to get anything scooped off the top by a venture capitalist that is GoFundMe.
Sure.
I don't think that core, I don't think those two, they're not one in the same.
Okay, so if I
say... Except for the fact that I literally just said... She's not doing it for her sick mother.
We don't know.
We see that. Yes, we do.
When? We do.
My eyes have been glazed over by her beauty.
In the episode, she's talking to the big bad people, and they're talking about, why haven't you got more money?
Before you say big bad people, they're entrepreneurs. They're future... rulers of the world, but not in bad way.
You sound like those fucking dumb hedge funds that try to get all this money out of people, and then when the system works, they want to put in place all this bullshit to not let the people who don't have money make money. So fuck that.
Are you talking about those vile creatures on Reddit who tried scamming the stock market?
First of all, this has been happening because of the hedge funds. You know what? Let's not have this conversation. We're here to talk about Time Ranger.
You guys do know that this is all... I'm just playing the role of Tatsuya and all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
You're just being a troll.
Sure. Oh, and you must be a bridge because I love to sleep under you.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Because we can't afford a weighted blanket, so Nicole has to be my weighted blanket.
Hey, guys, if you'd like to donate, please donate to msspod.com/donate to help get James get a weighted blanket.
But that's
MLM. We actually do have a weighted blanket.
We do, but not for the bit, Nicole. You think if Ben Schwartz were to go on stage and be and someone's like, improv not being the voice of Sonic, he'd be like, well, I can't do that. I am the voice of Sonic. No.
I think he would.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the show that him and Thomas Middleditch have on YouTube? I mean, on Netflix?
We've seen like two or three of them.
The episodes are not that bad.
Oh, I think after they're great.
After a while, they just get kind of boring, in my opinion. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's an improv show.
Yeah.
And it's not as fun if you're not there in person. Yeah.
And honestly, this came out during COVID.
So. Did it?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought this was like 2 years old.
No, this came out a couple months ago.
Not a couple months ago. It came out beginning of pandemic at least.
It was a while ago.
Just a couple months ago.
All right,
I'm going to Google it.
All right. Jose, you got any notes?
Yuri's just a badass. I mean, honestly, I think Yuri's a badass. She's trying to help, I forget, the man in the beginning of the episode with taking care of his kid, washing their clothes, ironing the clothes, making food. You know, not doing such a great job, but, you know, more power to her to do it, for doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that's great. She's just a badass. And then she ends up kicking ass in the final fight. It's great.
And
love
speaking
it.
Of that man who they're helping, he says, oh, I'm a single father because my wife, the baby's mother, left a year ago, and that baby is not a day above 366 days old.
Oh, no.
Which means she...
Well, maybe she left while she was pregnant, had the kid, and then left the kid at his doorstep.
Or shipped the kid UPS.
The FedEx man dropped him off.
That's what I call...
Maybe they adopted, you don't
know. A pelican.
But she still left like a year ago. So, like, that baby should be over at least, like... You know, maybe over a year.
Yeah, but that was
getting close to it. That was a baby.
Yeah, that kid's got no teeth and isn't even close to saying. Hur. That's what bears say.
God, I hate that.
So, Middleditch and Schwartz was released April 21st of 2020, so almost a year ago.
Okay.
Still a couple months, you know?
I mean, yeah, honestly, in like quarantine time, a couple months. Yeah.
Man, I can't believe it was just like a week ago that we released our last episode of Hit It and Crit It.
Dude, you're telling me, man. We took such a long break.
We had to.
Yeah.
Because even now it's going to be hard to get everyone in the same room.
Yeah.
I mean, in the same Zoom room.
Because, like, I only have, like, really just one day that I have off. Sunday, I'm on call. So, like, I never know if I'm going to go in.
Like a flight attendant.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back to it. On call for a restaurant?
You still get paid, like, $1.15 per hour while you're on call, right?
No. If I don't clock in, I don't get paid anything.
But you're on call? I'd say fuck no. If I'm not getting paid for that on call time like a flight attendant or a nurse would, eat my ass.
I just have to call by 10 a.m. and then
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a floating day opposed to like at any moment they could call.
Yeah, it's a floating. They have to tell me at the beginning of the day or else I'm not coming in.
Okay, oh, that makes sense.
Because I told them either I come in the beginning of the day or don't come in at all. So you choose.
Yeah. Guys, I have a low palate for food, but I've never experienced someone who is just like a shit cook. Because Yuri The first thing that guy eats and spits out and is like, oh, it's gross, is fried food. It's very rarely, unless it's like mouth texture feel for a fried food, you can rarely get a terrible tasting anything deep fried.
And they're from the, Yuri's from the future, correct?
Yes.
Maybe in the timeline that she's from, they just, everything is already pre-made and cooked for them. They don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that could be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they do get, they're injected with knowledge from the past when they come to the past. So she should have some stuff, but she was like, she raised herself.
Well,
so
knowledge is basically, I mean, the knowledge could just be like what kind of food people eat. Doesn't mean that they know how to make
it.
Because not everybody can cook.
Just like, hey, this is how you turn on a stove.
Yeah. So maybe like, she's still trying, you know, like.
What is one food element that you, or cooking element that you hope is just ripped away in the future?
Honestly, mushrooms. I'm not a big fan of mushrooms.
Okay.
That and like shellfish. I always feel like I'm going to throw up with shellfish.
Yeah. Nicole?
Yeah.
I mean, gluten, because I can't eat gluten.
Okay, okay.
So
that makes sense. Mine is spoons that drip on your chin.
James,
that's user error.
No. I want a dripless spoon.
So like soup?
Yeah, soups, other things
so
like that.
So you want dripless soup.
Well, spoons that are dripless. Like, I know a fork's going to drip everywhere, but there's like four things that can drip. But with a spoon, or just like, there's got to be someone
absolutely
on a...
Absolutely.
This is
error.
A you problem.
No,
this
it's
not like
not.
A food. This is not a food problem.
Okay, so you've never eaten something and it drips?
Yes. But I'm saying that's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I am saying is they will invent spoons that no longer make the drip happen.
It's just a ladle. You just put more in, like, get a spoon that has more in it.
Or like it has a magnetic pull to it. So then your tongue kind of has to like move it around in order to like you put it. I love eating yogurt
this
way.
There's a magnetic pull, James, in there.
Yeah.
That means there's metal. In the food you're eating.
No. This is future technology. Like
even by that
logic. Okay. So
the
spoon
has its own gravity.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is like a tractor beam. A tractor beam can pull in people. It's not just metals.
So now you're saying just get rid of spoons.
Oh my God. If you could just like
just tractor beam shit into your mouth.
It's a ring like a dental dam that you put on and it just tractor beams things into your mouth.
Okay.
Like soups, maybe not ice creams.
Wait, what if?
Unless it warms it up for you a little bit.
If you have the ability that whenever, like you choose, like when you open your mouth, you can choose that food goes in. Just randomly just appears in your mouth. What if that's the future?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, then nobody needs utensils.
Would cats be able to do it? Because if cats can do it, no thank you.
What?
No, cats won't.
Okay, because...
humans.
If
just
a cat
humans.
Sees my soup and all of a sudden I see his stomach bellow out and I look down and my soup's no longer there, I'm going to be pissed. Extremely.
I mean, yeah, I'll be pissed if somebody ate my food too.
Oh, yeah. Also could like strangers and people just... Look
no,
at your food.
It's just you. It's just you. Whatever food you're eating, you choose the food.
Okay.
You just open your mouth, and then there goes your sustenance just appears in your mouth.
How come in sci-fi you always see like little pills they eat? Why not like a syringe that you inject and that's your food?
That
because
doesn't
no
sound
one wants
healthy.
That.
It does not sound
well,
healthy.
It's like an IV, but you know you don't need to worry about. It always being in to drip food. It's just like, hey, I'm hungry. Stab in, inject. You're
like
good.
When you have cancer
that's
you have
too much.
Like a thing, just
yeah.
like permanently.
Yeah.
In your.
It's like a stoma.
Yeah. No.
Everyone in the future has
a
stoma.
What is a stoma?
A stoma is when you.
Are you serious?
I have no clue what this is. I'm gonna look it up.
No, do not look up stomas. No,
look
do
what
not.
The fuck?
It's a hole in someone's throat so like they can breathe better.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Generally when like people are long-term smokers. You can also see people smoke through their stoma.
Ugh.
I have a line in one of my horrorcore songs that like it's like, and I'll fuck your stoma.
Ow.
It's pretty intense. Nicole is not saying out of that.
I mean also out of that.
Oh man.
I can't wait
to meet this new cat, by the way.
I don't know. I'm nervous for new people to meet him because he's an asshole.
He's not an asshole.
He absolutely is.
He was adopted, then given back, and then stayed in the shelter for almost half a year.
No, it was like he was in the shelter for like half a year and then was adopted and then given back and then adopted by us.
Oh, okay. So it was like pretty like, get out of there, dude. He's just going in a box right now that like is full of things.
That sounds like my sister's dog that they just had to put down.
Oh, don't talk.
Like they...
That's sad.
The dog was very aggressive, but that's just because like they had the dog at first, then they gave it away, then they got it back again, and then gave it away again, and they finally got it back again.
But that
dog was very like territorial and aggressive because of its abandonment issues.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like he's not mean. That's just how he communicates is through like nibbling you.
Yeah, he doesn't bite. He just puts his teeth on you and goes like. He's a good cat though. He's very skittish though, and has abandonment issues as well.
Yeah, because
Nicole leaves the house and he starts getting scared. And at nighttime, he will violently shake our door handle.
It's so scary.
It is terrifying. We need to record it someday.
I know. I keep forgetting because it's always at 5 a.m. and I'm too tired to remember.
Yeah, it sounds like a horror movie. It's like... And if we don't move, it all of a sudden goes to like... Because we have a shelf near our door, and he gets on that shelf and just like shakes only the door handle, so it is even more aggressive. We need to put like a book, like a one of the comic book boxes in front of it, so it can't move. But he's strong.
Well, we could probably just like shove that towel under it.
Yeah,
because like but he would still hit the doorknob though, mm-hmm. and do the same thing. Because the door is like kind of loose. So he.
What if he just learns?
Basically,
how to
just
open
like
it?
Shakes the whole door.
Well, we don't want him to open it because he like jumps on our dresser and like just starts knocking things off.
Yeah, when he's bored, he'll just climb up somewhere and just start like knocking shit onto the ground.
But he is strong. We arm wrestled and he beat me. I mean, he did like he quickly pulled out a knife and like nicked my arm.
Oh my god!
And I was like, ah. And then he licked the blood off the blade and said...
Dude, that cat's a badass.
Yeah. He put on sunglasses, smoked a cigar.
Yeah, like that's so unnecessary. Why wouldn't he just use one of his sharp claws?
Well, he didn't want to get his paws
dirty. He doesn't need to, you know? He doesn't need to.
He likes the cold steel.
Okay.
The claws are for when it's personal.
Yeah. This is professional. He's trying to get in the league.
Exactly.
Of arm wrestling.
Make that money.
And anything is legal in the arm wrestling league.
Pretty much.
The AWL. Pretty crazy. He's going to one day have a, you know, Night Stalker-esque Netflix doc about him. He's rubbing up on Nicole just to be like, I'm going to slice you someday. He's a very cute cat. So for us to insert this on him is funny. Let's get into some last notes. I changed to suit my partners is what she explains to, I believe, Ayase or Tatsuya. And I was like, I've known some people like that.
That was Tatsuya. Yeah. Which was also like kind of scary. Like that's not very healthy. If she was a real person and not a monster and not a con artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's gross, but like in the context of she does it just to like fucking con people, I was like, that makes sense. But it's like if you're just doing it just for approval and affection from people, like that's gross.
It's practical even.
And it's not good.
That was just not very good. I didn't like that line whatsoever. It made me feel so uncomfortable.
She did all of that work for just 10 seconds of men to be broken out of a curse and then throw on her Time Ranger suit. Yes, it means like, oh, I got the job done. This is what it was for. And it didn't take a long time, but still.
Are you talking about Yuri?
Yeah. She got done up, makeup, hair, outfit.
Again, still don't think she needed it.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Fuck gender norms. You don't need to be, if you're a woman, you don't need to be a stay-at-home mom.
She did, I think, need the glitter on her just so she'd, like, sparkle in the sunlight in case, like, you know, sometimes people like shiny things dangled in front of them to subvert their gaze from this monster. She needed the glitter.
Yeah, I guess.
A girl's hair is her life, but a woman's chocolate, chocolate, chocolate ack is her life.
What?
Okay, if a girl's hair is her life, what is a woman's thing her life, Nicole? You're a woman.
I mean, chocolate.
Chocolate, chocolate, yeah. Ack. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
All right, I got it.
A TV show reference to a comic book, a Sunday comic book strip.
Well, I'm only comic strip referencing
newspaper.
The comic strip.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen Kathy comics?
I never really read any comic strips, to be quite honest with you.
Go to paheel.net and type in Kathy _ parenthetical comic.
How do you spell that?
A C probably in comic.
Not, no, paheel.
Oh, paheel? No, I'm giving you a Rule 34 hentai
site.
Yeah,
site. I was like, isn't
why
that?
Would you? Why? I thought you were being serious. Why would you do this to me?
I thought you knew what paheel.net is.
I'm barely on the internet, okay? If I am, I'm just watching YouTube.
Okay, there's also hentai on YouTube, I hear.
Probably, I don't know.
Check out the Overfiend. Why don't I know the name? Never mind.
Cool.
Check out La Blue Girl.
I don't. I don't know how I feel about the fact that like she was insecure and then saves the day just because she's like quote unquote turned hot. Like, I don't know, man.
More of the entire episode is mainly just never underestimate the ability of a woman.
Yeah,
because like. Everybody's always talking shit about Yuri, about how she's not, you know, wife material, quote unquote. And then
neither am I guess.
Everybody talks about how Kyoko, you know, is this wonderful lady and she deserves all this money when really she's just a monster in both aspects of she's physically a monster and she's just a monster to people. Like she's just a horrible person. I hate her.
Yeah, it would have been cooler, though, like, if instead of her just, like, getting a makeover and, like, breaking their spell, it was, like, her and Sion just, like, beating the shit out of this lady, and those two are just being
just fucking them up.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Everybody up.
Yeah.
It's a 4v2. Just fucking wreck the floor.
And then they get the spell is broken because they see like Yuri in action and her actions are what are turning them on, for the lack of a better term. Like, oh, that is what feminine wilds are. This is what we want in a spouse, is someone who can get the job done opposed to someone who is just good looking and changes for me.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that part. Like I said it from the beginning. Yuri, fuck them. You don't need this shit, okay? You're better than this. You're better than them.
She technically does need them because they are Time Ranger, and if they die, the mission is over and the future is non-existent.
Yeah, I get you.
Though, Back to the Future.
Well, isn't that just
away.
Paradoxical?
I don't
isn't
know.
Isn't that just a paradox?
Who knows time travel?
Because then that means they go back in time to fulfill a mission. That means it's already been set in stone.
Yeah. But then you got different timelines, dimensions.
Because you can't alter time. Unless in Time Ranger, you can alter time.
I have one more note, and that is I really liked Sione at the end when they were all like being wrapped up in her hair tentacles. He's like, hey, did you guys learn your lesson to not be so obsessive over anything? And they're like, yes, we learned our lessons. And he's like, okay, then chops off her tentacles for him. It's very cute. He's cool.
Mm-hmm. They're like, yes, now please save us. I don't know. Did you really learn your lesson? I would have just kept them there for a second.
All right. Any more notes, guys?
I really like the monster design. Mm-hmm.
Monster design was pretty good, yeah.
And I wish all of these, because there are models made, because when they shrink down, we see them as like toys. It's crazy how they didn't just make toy lines of all the monsters.
They should have, because it's already a good premise. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, here's your monster. It's in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, Jose, there was one thing in the beginning that I should have asked you. If you could time travel, go back in time, what would you do? And you don't need to worry about killing anyone. That's taken off the table. So it's not like, oh, I need to kill this horrendous person before they are born.
Go back in time to the 90s and then tell my dad, whatever money you have, put it into stocks on this business that's coming up called Amazon. Then he would have been rich. And by association, I could have been rich. So,
unless he just did not like you and just said no, thank
you. Sorry, what?
Unless he just did not like you and he's like, no, I'm not giving you anything.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's sad.
Or he was like, oh, I earned this money, and even though you look like the boy who told me to invest in this, I'm not gonna read into it.
Hello, father. I am your son. That's how I'm going to start it off, just to scare him.
So you're saying that he should just buy the stocks himself?
Yeah.
But I wanted to go back in time so that my dad would be rich for reasons that I won't say on the podcast.
Okay. Because what I was thinking is you go back in time, you start a Coinbase yourself, you have the information, the login, and then you buy some Bitcoin back when they're only $40 a piece. You go back up here, and then all of a sudden, you spent $300 on Bitcoin. That's a few thousand dollars now.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just would rather my dad have the money than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you kiss your dad on the cheek and say, like, I love you, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Would you push him in the dirt and say, that's for friggin' not being a millionaire already?
No.
Or that's the exchange, like, hey, I have great business insider tips. In order to get them out of me, I need to push you in the dirt.
I wouldn't do that. My dad was scary, okay? My dad was scary. One time as a kid, I got birthday spankings and I cried. I was like 13 years old.
Wow.
My dad's hands were so heavy that it made me cry as a 13-year-old when he gave me spankings. I'm not joking.
There's so many layers of why to this story.
Because my dad didn't want to give me birthday punches.
What? And
yeah,
birthday punches?
Yeah. I didn't get birthday punches. I'm just saying my dad didn't want to give me birthday punches.
He said, hey, I'm not going to give you birthday punches, so here's some spankings.
I just assume.
Are birthday punches a thing?
I'm not going to give you birthday stabs.
I don't.
Have you never gotten birthday punches?
No, just spankings and a pinch to grow an inch.
No,
was your father a boxer?
No, my father was a gangbanger.
Okay, then him not being a boxer, I think your father just wanted to punch you.
James, birthday punches are a thing.
Please let us know in a 5-star iTunes review. Are birthday punches a thing?
And because I'm my dad's baby, I'm the youngest, so he still wanted to treat me like a baby and give me like little birthday spankings, but he doesn't understand the strength of his own fucking hands. And
but also, you're 13.
Yeah, I'm his.
It should have been
baby punches.
If anything, it's like, you're a man now. Take 13 of my huge fists.
Look, man, I have no clue. All right. I think he didn't. No. So before that, I had just gotten birthday punches from my stepbrother and.
What?
My two stepbrothers. Birthday punches are a thing. They punch you in the arm.
Did your stepbrothers make this up?
No, this is a real thing.
Hey,
I promise
Jose,
you.
Hey, little Jose, we're just going to punch him in the big head. It'll be
fine. Birthday punches are a thing.
Birthday punches.
In the arm, not in the face, anywhere else, just the arm.
Yeah, but keep you in your place.
Jesus Christ, no.
But they would aim for your arm, but since your head was so big, they'd accidentally hit your head. It's a lot 13. Of surface area.
My body grew to fit my head, okay?
No, I'm saying back when birthday punches originated, in quotes. When you found out about them.
How do you not know about birthday punches?
Okay, this was brought up on This Movie's Gay. I didn't say it as a story as if everyone has had this experience, but I told a story of my dad finding a fire extinguisher and cleaning it out and then filling it up with water during the summer, air compressing it so it had pressure in it, then blasting us with it as a good time. If I were to pose that as like everyone did this, people would be like, absolutely not. Birthday punches are on the same level.
No, birthday punches happen to everyone. Your friends give you birthday punches.
Okay, 3 out of 4 people here, three out of four individuals here, Socks does not get birthday punches. I have not gotten birthday punches.
I guarantee you.
Nicole, can you please Google birthday punches?
Sure.
And while she is doing that, every single episode, it's something we do. It's kind of like the Create Your Gorma. All the Launderes is their alias name, so like a nickname, plus their crime. So in this case, it was like her name and then marriage con artist. So with that being said, what would you be? You can base this off from things you wish you were, something that is based off from your personality. What crime would you do and what would that alias be?
I would just go by Junior, just because I'm a junior, and Cranium the Stupid.
Wait, Cranium?
I have Cranium.
Oh,
like
Cranium.
A head.
But no, what crime are you doing?
I just do stupid crime, like stupid things in front of police or the Time Rangers that shouldn't, like, I do it on purpose in front of them. That's why I'm the Stupid.
Okay.
Stump crimes. It's not very smart or funny, but, you know.
Okay,
it's
well.
It's something.
How would you make money for the Launderes being Cranium the Stupid Junior?
I would be so stupid that it makes sense to other people, and I take their money.
Give me an example.
I'll go to jail. How about this? Go to jail and then have people put a GoFundMe page out and say, oh, you know, save up, let's help raise money because he doesn't deserve to be in jail. And then I just keep the money, like the Launderes just keep the money the whole time. And then I can just get out just by becoming a giant monster.
I mean, but I don't
My
think
head
you
just
would,
gets expands.
You could
you know?
Just lie then, to people. But I guess if you're stupid, you would actually be like, well, I need to be in jail for this.
Yeah,
so I guess that
I'm
going to
be stupid.
So the Launderes are taking advantage of a low IQ'd person who probably should have a guardian to help them.
Yeah.
Wow. This went dark. I talked about kerplunking my penis with a pin cushion, but this is dark. This is
It wasn't
fucked.
Supposed to be dark. It was just supposed to be dumb.
Okay, and then how would you beat the Rangers doing this?
My head just gets too big and it just like plop on the, it just falls on them.
Okay.
All
right.
You know, like a baby that can't support their own head when they're trying to crawl, you know, it's just, I'll take a few steps and my head just starts to expand and it just drops on them.
Yeah. They try to hold it up, but it's too heavy and
it just
breaks,
gets too heavy
their,
and it
snaps their forearms.
Yeah.
Damn. I think
so,
you
Nicole,
won.
is it a real thing or not? Cause I know it's a real thing.
She's been scrolling for a while.
What?
Birthday punches.
Oh, so no, okay. I have a lot because it's like, it's very funny. Okay. God fucking damn it.
Remember, this is the censored episode. You have to take some of those out.
The Urban Dictionary, which could have been written by Jose.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Says, The act of running up to someone, usually a friend, and punching them, traditionally on their shoulder on their birthday. Sometimes when a person has many friends, they will all come up and get many punches in before they stop. Sometimes you can leave a bruise mark on them, or you might cause them to cry.
Is that what you did?
Bro, we gave him a birthday punch in the morning and he cried like a wuss. I know he was our friend, but I didn't know he would cry like that. And then it says, yo, it's David P's birthday. Let's go violate him and give him birthday punches.
It's a real thing. Birthday punches are a real
thing.
Wait,
okay.
I have another thing.
Yes.
Before we get too sidetracked. A New York City public school teacher charged with endangering the welfare of a child for punching a student in the arm 13 times for his birthday said yesterday that she was participating along with other students in a commonplace tradition and felt she did the boy no harm.
All right, it's real. It's commonplace.
Birthday punches aren't a real thing.
They are.
They are not.
They are.
I don't know what the hell he's
talking
about.
They are a real thing. They are a real thing.
He made it up.
No.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Oh, that was
also,
Joe.
There's like a thumbnail for a video of it looks like a child that has like fake blood and like a fake black eye. Could absolutely be Jose.
No, oh my God. My dad did not abuse me.
Real quick, is our birthday punches like you turn 13, you get 13 punches, or is it just a quick punch?
No, I mean, it really just, it's usually 13 punches.
Okay.
Like for how many?
That's how I was thinking of it, but how Nicole said it makes more sense of like, hey, we're your friends, we're each going to punch you one time, and it doesn't need to equal your age. That makes more sense.
No, like, in the article, it says the teacher and three other boys each punched the student 13 times.
But the Urban Dictionary was like, oh, you just run up and give him a punch.
Did it? I thought it said equal to the age.
Oh,
yeah, it's equal to the age.
Guys, I want a birthday donkey punch. Oh,
oh my God. I thought this was supposed to be censored, James.
Jose, what you got to plug? Because we got to wrap it up.
You can find, I mean, we haven't recorded much in a while, but you can find me on Hit It and Crit It. Anywhere you're listening to this, just look up Hit It and Crit It. That's pretty much all I have to plug. I am in the process of writing a campaign, and I'm writing a movie at the same time as well.
Hell yeah.
So hopefully...
Is the movie comedic?
It's supposed to be, but usually a lot of the times when I'm trying to be funny, it also ends up really sad.
Okay,
so
well,
I don't know.
A prime example is your father giving you 13 birthday punches.
He didn't give me birthday punches.
Oh, yeah. He's spanking you. And as you're crying, you're like, I'm sorry. I could be punching you right
yeah,
now.
As a favor to you.
This episode is being called Birthday Punches.
Absolutely.
Honestly, he asked me, why are you crying? I didn't punch you.
Oh, my God. Nicole, what you got to plug?
Oh, I did want to say that you were right. The Urban Dictionary was what you
okay
thought. It's like, yeah, it's worded vaguely. Ooh, go to darlinghomebody.com for creepy cute stuff. Patreon.com/darlinghomebody for a monthly sticker or a magnet. I have a Twitch channel now, so follow me on there because I'm trying to get affiliate, baby.
Affiliate.
And then social medias, it's...
@darlinghomebody. Guys, check out a bunch of Twitch. Go to Darling Homebody. You're already there signing up for that by giving it a follow. Also, go over to Mostly Speaking Sentai. Then go over to our buddy Nomads 101, Lil Corey, DM of Hit It and Crit It. Him and I have been playing Pokemon over there. And then go to Goose Von Kaiser, Sean Marciniak's channel. And him and I are, I guess, doing a VeggieTales podcast now. Check that out. Then please go over to MLMpod.com to find out information about my other podcasts that are wherever you're listening to this right now. So you could just search for What the Hellmouth, This Movie's Gay, and Hit It and Crit It. Or if you're wanting to listen to my musical stylings, search Marsh Land Monster wherever music is found. Or over on MLMpod.com, you can download most of my stuff for free. And then finally, please go over to patreon.com/MLMpod. We're doing a bunch of podcasts over there. It's great. And you get an RSS link so you can listen on your podcast app. You don't need to listen to it just on Patreon. A lot of people seem to be unaware of that. So I want them to know you can listen to Engage with Nicolas Cage, the Toku Reading Corner, talking about Beyblade, and the podcast that be, where probably wherever, what app you're using to listen to this. That's just $5 to get all of those. But if you're a $10 patron, you also get exclusive streams or watch-alongs. We've done Casper and Meet the Deedle so far. And you also get shout-outs every single week as a $10 patron. So starting with Steve F. Then we got Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour. Alex Z, a.k.a. The Waz. Kayla, Two Grapes. Orion, he's a rapper named Defo. That's D-hyphen-fo, F-O, on wherever you find it. Or if you search Marshland Monster, I think he'll also come up because I'm on one of his songs. Duo Grunfox, that's...
Two fucks for the price of one.
Socks started mauling her.
Just grappled my leg.
And then we got Tyler Wright and Elliot W. at Garlic Sunshine on Instagram. Thank you so much, Jose, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad that I could be a part of this.
Nicole, any last word?
Nope.
What I do have to say is birthday punches? No. The Tokusatsu Network. That's where you should be going. We're a proud podcast partner of them.
Fuck yeah. Sorry, frick yeah.
I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Jose.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai.
See you in class, bitch sticks.
No.
Bye.
Die Ranger.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today.